Welcome in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us here for Mugs of the Morning on the heels of last night's North Platte City Council meeting. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for coming in again.
Good morning. Look quick, Tristan. There's some blue sky out there.
It's been some nice rain, but always nice to have these nice mid-70 temperatures.
Yes, it is gorgeous out there right now,
Tip of the cap to you, Mr. Mayor. A meeting last night that was under an hour. I think the live stream was 57 minutes long, and the live stream starts a little bit before the council meeting does.
Yes. So. Now, Tristan, I appreciate you saying that, but the goal is to conduct a public business. It is not a race.
It's not a race.
The goal is to conduct a public business.
If it was, it'd be a marathon in a lot of ways, because it's not about the time. It's about the journey itself. And so it's nice to have a shorter meeting, but you are right. Sometimes you need those longer meetings.
That's right. We had a long one a couple weeks ago, or a fairly long one a couple weeks ago, and then a relatively short one. And I think it's a little too early to say what June 1st will be like, because
time will tell.
We could have some interesting things showing up, or they may not come until the next month. We'll see.
Time will tell.
That's right.
I was in attendance at the city chambers last night. I was happy as a media member that the meeting was under an hour, and a lot of my fellow North Platte citizens in attendance last night. Not a lot of people spoke at the public hearing as much this go-around, but it was still a full council chamber nonetheless, which I'm sure you and your fellow elected officials love to see.
Yes, we'd love to see a full council chamber. We'd love to see the public being involved, and I was happy to see we had one of the folks that spoke was actually someone who works in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the managers there. I won't say her name because she'll throw something at me next time I see her. But she was very eloquent in her point, and
yes.
I really appreciated her thoughts, and it's nice that the folks who actually work in the mall were there to speak on the issues.
On behalf of their represented businesses as well, and that individual that you mentioned was unable to make the meeting earlier in the months and had great thoughts last night at the meeting, and just an overall great person that we're blessed to have in our business environment here.
Yes, that is the case.
Go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, you looked like you were going to say something.
I will yield to the elected official.
I appreciate that. So one of the things I want to talk about, since we're talking about the mall, is the need for employees. Mm-hmm. Spent a little time this weekend driving around just running errands, and I was finishing up some home improvements, and so it gave me the opportunity to run to the hardware stores multiple times and that sort of thing. And as I was buzzing around town, I noticed that we have a lot of help wanted signs in one form or another. And I noticed that there were some signs out in front of McDonald's, and there were some signs at other places.
Mm-hmm.
I know how many jobs we have available at the city that are, you know, seasonal or summer jobs, and there's a few permanent ones at the city available. And
so I was going to mention, the city's hiring right now in a lot of different departments also.
That's right, and we're getting no applicants. And I know how many jobs we have open at the hospital as well. I don't know the exact number, but I know it's quite a few. And same situation there. We're getting zero applicants. And it's something that we have to begin to address, and I can't help but think that a large part of that has to do with both the state and federal subsidies for unemployment that are running right now, and certainly during the pandemic, folks needed a way to survive, and those subsidies were put in place to make sure people didn't starve to death and they can pay their bills and all that, and it's perfectly appropriate, but we're starting to come out of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a little time this morning and last night just reading about what some other states are doing about this. And, of course, this isn't an issue that we can act on at the city level. This has to be a state effort to do something about these subsidies. And there are 19 other states that are now doing something about reducing the federal subsidies in one form or another. And basically what they're doing, to sum up the research, is one of two things. Some states, I think six or seven of them, are requiring additional documentation about folks that are applying for jobs.
Okay.
And so they're saying you have to apply for two jobs a week or three jobs a week or something along those lines, and then that has to be documented that you did that and where you applied, so on and so forth. And then the other approximately half of those states are just outright ending the benefits, usually sometime in June or early July. They're saying we're not going to award this benefit anymore in order to get people back to work. Because to restart the economy, we have to have people at all stages of the workforce getting back into their jobs. It's very important, not only for North Platte. I mean, we're coming into summer, and honest to goodness, we had discussion about how are we going to get the parks mowed this summer, because we're that short on staff, and we'll figure out how to get it done. I'm quite confident that will occur, but
a legitimate concern, though.
But it is a legitimate concern, and if we have to pay overtime to make sure these things happen, depending on the situation, we could end up spending actually more money than if we just had employees.
That's a concern.
That is a concern for our community. So I really hope that folks look at getting back to work, and I hope that Governor Ricketts looks at doing something about that for the state of Nebraska. Right now, the federal subsidy is in law to end sometime in September. I don't remember the date. But going throughout the summer, at least for most of Nebraska, is probably not going to benefit us very much.
Now, Mayor Kelleher, you did bring up Governor Ricketts a minute ago. Have you had much dialogue with the governor since you've been elected and sworn into office?
I have not. We've been working on how to get Governor Ricketts out here to do some groundbreakings and things kind of all in one day, and I'm sure I'll get an opportunity to speak with him then. But we've had a few emails from his office back and forth, but that's about it.
So. And Governor Ricketts, very much a fan of North Platte, obviously. He's been very pro-North Platte. That was evident, too, with the Governor Showcase Award earlier this spring. And I think that you bring up some very good points here. So I'm, as one of your constituents, I'll speak for a minute here, I'm excited to hear that you're being active as a fellow constituent in this matter, but also as a fellow elected official, too.
Mm-hmm.
So because it says something, you know, if the governor receives letters from a mayor, obviously it doesn't fall on deaf ears. And I don't feel that any letter that the governor receives from anybody in the state falls on deaf ears. But when you see a letter that's signed Mayor of North Platte or Mayor Brandon Kelleher, obviously, it's a little bit different than if Joe Smith at the radio station signed it.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm sure the governor receives all letters with equal enthusiasm. However,
yep.
I would say that the advice that I always give to everyone in North Platte is if you have an important issue, reach out to your elected officials about that issue. So if you're a business owner in North Platte and you're having trouble finding employees, which I know there are many that are, judging by the signs that are out, take a few minutes, send an email to the governor, send a letter to the governor expressing your concern, because certainly we can manage this from a business perspective for a while, but at some point it's going to become untenable if we don't get people back to work. I could list two or three restaurants in town who I know are only open part of the day because they simply don't have enough employees to staff the entire day. And they've had to close random days and things like that because they don't have enough people to work. And you can't grow your business if you don't have enough people to keep it open. It's just a simple thing.
And we're talking about the restaurant industry a little bit here, and rightfully so, but I think about the hospitality industry as well, especially with Nebraska Land Days quickly approaching. And I can't speak for anybody in the hospitality business, but in general, I don't think any hotels ever turn down applications.
Well, yeah, I would imagine everyone probably needs employees, particularly in what we might consider starting positions, positions that are paid anywhere from $10 to $13, $14 an hour.
Sure.
But boy, if you're a person that's going to go back to work at some point, now is the time to be trying to find a job because you're going to get a wage right now that is probably better than you might have gotten 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So think about
it.
Get out there.
It's
get
a hot market.
Get a job, and you'll be a valuable employee, and the employers appreciate it, and they'll remember that if there are harder times in the future.
And you, Mayor Kelleher, have served as some of those entry-level jobs. We've talked on the program before, and I think when you were campaigning, we talked a little bit about it, too. You have some history working at the mall, even at the sports shop in your younger days.
Yes. Yes, clear back in 1986 or so.
You're dating yourself.
Awfully long time ago. Yes, I know that. I know that. But it was a great job working at the sports shop. It was part-time. They worked around my school schedule, and I had other jobs. I worked for the softball parks at various times in the summer and worked with my aunt and uncle doing painting and things like that at one point. And it's kind of hard to, it's funny to think that we're talking about entry-level jobs here paying $10, $11, $12 an hour. And I think when I started the sports shop, it was $2.85 an hour, you know, or somewhere around there. So
my first job, first official job outside of irrigating was at Gary Superfoods, and minimum wage was 7 1/4 then.
Oh.
And I was ecstatic about that minimum wage at 7 1/4, and look how that's changed now.
Exactly.
Again, we're blessed to have North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us here on Mugs of the Morning on the heels of last night's North Platte City Council meeting. Mr. Mayor, what else did you want to discuss today?
Well, I think you were at the meeting, so you saw that the other administrative activities surrounding the mall, so we approved the replat of the mall property and the consent agenda last night. And then, of course, there was a second vote on the occupation tax, also known as the EEA, and that passed. And then, of course, we, the council, approved the Redevelopment Act for the mall, the Redevelopment Plan for the mall. And that contains the approval for both the TIF and the EEA. Now, the EEA will not go into effect based on the wording of the resolution unless the EA ordinance is approved on June 1st, which will be a third reading. So assuming that the EA ordinance passes on June 1st, then it will go into effect beginning January 1st of 2022.
And will that be another public hearing for folks that may have some concerns and haven't made a meeting yet?
It probably will not be a public hearing, but we'll have the council there. They'll be able to vote on it, of course. And if we have a large body of people and they want to speak on the issue, usually we'll entertain a couple comments. Mm-hmm. Being the third reading, most of the time people have shown up and said something if they want to.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Or they've reached out to their elected official, which is extremely important to do so.
Exactly, exactly. But if somebody has a burning desire to make a comment, I'm sure we'll make a few minutes for them to do so.
And that's up to your discretion, right? They petition to you if it's not a public hearing, if they'd like to approach the podium?
That is correct, yes. And usually we appreciate if you let us know ahead of time, prior to the council meeting, hey, I've really got something I want to say, and then, you know, we'll usually allot people a few minutes to say something.
How's the best way for them to do that? Just call City Hall and ask there?
Or? Yep, they could call City Hall, let Renee, our assistant, know, or just come to the meeting, and there's usually Renee or some other folks milling around there at the beginning of the meeting. Just let them know, hey, I've got something important I want to tell the council and regarding this issue, and then we'll usually make a few minutes to do it. So,
when in doubt, if you don't know who to ask, just look at one of the chiefs.
That's
Chief
right.
Benson, Chief Thompson are both there. They'll point you to the right person.
That's right. Look at the guys in the uniforms. They'll point you to the right person.
They work for the city. They'll get you connected.
That's right. Right now they're going, oh, no, they're volunteering us again for something.
they'll be all right with it. It was my fault, so.
That's right.
Mayor Kelleher, it was a great meeting last night. A lot of good discussion on the mall property. The measure advancing on a vote of 4-3 with the EEA. Do you feel that, I think there's been some concerns raised about the EEA, and some folks are thinking, well, if this is going to be done at the mall property, will be done here, there, or everywhere in between. And I've said on the program that I would be surprised to see an EEA anywhere else in the community, just because it's not something that can simply be put into place everywhere. It's very specific to a large retail area like a mall property. So do you share that concern, or do you think that's a legitimate concern, or what are your thoughts?
The statutes that create the opportunity for EEAs limit your total EEA region in a city our size to be 300 acres. So the mall area is approximately 28 or 29 acres. So
under
30. Yeah, so there's really, you know, theoretically they're using around 10% of that possibility. I would suspect that at some point in the future there will be contemplation for other EEAs, but I couldn't tell you whether that will be 6 months from now or 6 years from now. I have no idea. At some point, someone else is going to go, hey, this is something we think we need to do for whatever reason. And the EEA statute is, it's wide, but it is somewhat specific about what those things can be used for. So mm-hmm. I think we'll see. I'm not in favor of adding a whole bunch of taxes to our community. I'm in favor of this EEA because it's, in my mind, a tax that you get to decide whether you want to pay or not.
Very optional.
If in the future the community puts an EEA in every commerce center, well, we've effectively taxed the entire town, and I don't know that I would be in favor of that.
And like you brought up, too, there is a limit, very similar to TIF,
mm-hmm.
And to declaring areas of community blight and substandard. There can only be X number of your community declared in that, so EEA very similar to that. And I want to bring up, too, there's a lot of controversy perhaps around EEA because it's a new concept to the city of North Platte, but not at all a new concept to the state of Nebraska, to our surrounding communities, and not even new to the president of our Chamber Development Corporation, as he was a player in the game when EEAs began here in the state, enacting one of the very first ones over in the town of Sydney.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And used correctly, this is another tool in our tool belt to attract business. One of the things that we have to do to grow this community is to have improved commerce centers, and we've worked very hard, the Royal We, have worked very hard over the past few years to improve our downtown, and look what we've accomplished. It's a beautiful downtown, and it's continuing to get better every day.
Yep.
And then with these efforts, we're going to be able to improve the mall. And we're not using public money to do it. That's one of the exciting things about this. This is money that people will just pay for over time, and if the entire amount is not recouped in the EEA, the developers are stuck with whatever the difference is at the end of 20 years.
Changing gears here a little bit on you, Mayor Kelleher. Nebraska Land Day is quickly approaching. I think we'll have you in the studio during the festival probably and then a little bit before. But As a lifelong citizen of North Platte, what are you most excited for with the return of the festival this year?
Well, I'm excited to see all the people that I only see during Nebraska Land Days. Being a local, you know, as you're aware, a lot of people come to town during Nebraska Land Days, and sometimes, honestly, that's the only time I see those people. And I used to look forward to running into people like Hadley Barrett and things like that. Of course, unfortunately, he's not with us anymore. But it's always fun to see the sailors from the USS Nebraska.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
My wife and some of her friends entertained the sailors for several years, and it was great fun to hang out with them. And I know they have just a ball when they come to North Platte, and it's quite a legendary thing on the submarine. And I learned some interesting statistics about that submarine. Well, we'll share those during Nebraska Land Days.
Mayor Kelleher, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
I don't think so. I do want to mention, though, at some point, we need to talk a little bit about how taxes play into things to do in our community.
Okay.
And this is not a beginning of a discussion about increasing taxes, because I think the federal government's going to take care of that for us here before too long. But
might be out of our hands.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But I do think that it's important to make the point that one of the things that we hear a lot about North Platte is there isn't enough to do. Not that there's nothing to do, there just isn't enough to do.
Yeah.
And it's very relevant, because to grow your community, to bring business, to attract people, you do need things to do in your town. There's
absolutely
no question about it. And,
and
there are a number of things to do in North Platte, but to continually improve those things, it takes money, period. That's the way. And it shouldn't all be taxes. And what I'm really excited about is, here in the past few months, we've had some excellent examples of what I would call public-private partnerships working together to improve some things in North Platte. A good example is the pickleball courts that were built in Memorial. They're not quite done yet, but they're pretty close to being done. And the folks that pushed to have that done were able to raise quite a bit of money. And they raised probably approximately 75% of that money they raised to get that done.
That's great.
And, of course, the city has chipped in some money in the Newberry funds and things like that. So
that's what that fund is dedicated for, too.
Exactly.
Like that.
That's how when you do that. The Community Build Playground is another great example of that process. They've raised a huge amount of money, and the city's going to provide some land and some other things, and so they'll have a part in it as well. To some extent, Nebraska Land Days is kind of like that. It's a more extreme example,
sure,
but it's the same sort of thing. And those are the efforts that we need to put in place in our community to have things to do, to attract those businesses, to make our community grow. When we make the community grow, we have more tax revenue, we have more people revenue, we have more people power. And then we can make more things to do.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, so let's keep on that. Mention that on every show, okay?
I can get on that.
Okay, thank you.
Mayor Kelleher, as always, we appreciate the time here that you give to the city of North Platte and your tireless part-time, I'm using air quotes for those not in the studio, part-time job as the mayor. Obviously, that's not a part-time gig, especially we've learned as of recent. So appreciate the work that you do for the city of North Platte, Mayor Kelleher, and it's always a blessing to have you in the studio.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the work all the people of North Platte to do to improve our town. There's a lot of people out there making things happen, and that's important. We need to get on this trend and keep it going.
Mayor Kelleher, we'll see you in the month of June, if not sooner.
Thank you.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after a quick break.